Hey guys, and girls, and whoever the fuck else is, maybe aliens. Area 51 just got stormed, so maybe there's a couple aliens listening to this. Anyway, whoever you are, welcome to the pod. Welcome back. Another episode of Resting Bitch with me, Allie Makovsky. Crowd goes wild. Man, what a boring ass week. I feel like I really didn't do anything this week. And now I have nothing to talk about. My producer is coming in very loud. He told me to start and then he decided to move all of his furniture into the podcast room. Welcome back, Anthony. Thanks for... So we've been having audio issues. And by issues, I mean just... There's something going on with the audio. It's a little bit quiet. People are having a hard time hearing. It sounds a little odd. In every episode, we try and figure out what we can do to enhance the audio. This episode, he said he was going to turn, I don't know, technical terms. Don't try and correct me. Don't mansplain this to me. It sounds better when I'm stupid. It'll make it funnier. Today, I told him that someone had to turn the volume up in their car on their phone and on the car audio, and it was still kind of quiet. So he said, Anthony, who was producing this, who I love, dear friend of mine, he said he was going to make sure the volume was turned up today, and by volume I mean maybe audio, and he said... The only issue with that is that we're going to be able to hear everything going on in the house. And I said, well, normally it's not that loud in the house, so it shouldn't be an issue. He said, okay. And then he decides to move all of his bedroom furniture out while we begin. Not even like halfway through the episode, just right at the beginning. Start moving it all. So thank you for that. I hope you guys could all hear it clearly. That's my only hope, is that you could hear the background noise. Feel free to take a shit and leave the door open during the podcast, Anthony. Just a loud poop. Yeah, we're figuring out the audio situation. I mean, I think that what makes this such a great podcast is that there's so many reasons not to listen to it. First of all, I'm hosting the podcast. Second of all, there's rarely any guests. And the only guest we have had so far, Annie, is a sexual predator. Third, my voice sucks. I don't have a voice for podcasting. I have a voice for... maybe herding cattle. Like, if I was a farmer, I would be able to, like, lure sheep to come back into the stable. Another reason not to listen to the podcast is that I'm canceled. Another reason not to listen is that I'm a dumbass. But you know what? Despite all of that, I've been meeting a lot of dummies out and about at shows, at outdoor shopping centers, at some just, you know, gatherings, parties, soirees, events. There's dum-dums. And you guys, you know, when the dum-dum name began, I was like, you know what, these people aren't going to be that dumb. And then I meet you and you guys are all pretty dumb. So it's nice to, you know, see eye to eye with fellow dummies. It's good. I like it. I just switched up. So, okay, I found a graveyard of all my past jewels that were, that have broken, that have since been broken. I found a lot of broken jewels, and I think I have a total of 7 jewels, but only 2 are active. I have 2 active jewels. The rest are all broken. It's cool to have, though. I feel like I'm going to look back and, like, you know, my grandkids or great grandkids are going to be like, what are these? And I'm going to be like, it's what killed a generation of vapors. Vapors. Vape kids. So, yeah, it'll be nice. It'll kind of be like, I feel like these are like, you know, AR-15s for your lungs. This is the assault rifle of vaping. But I can take these into the movie theater. That's the difference. But I think, you know, I think this is like some sort of placebo effect. I don't know if that's the right word for this scenario, but it's close enough for you to get the point. With all the news of people, you know, all these vape incidents, all these vape deaths and vape sicknesses, I'm pretty sure it's not from Juuling, like the Juul brand. I stay brand loyal. I tried out a different pod, like an off-brand pod, and I hated it. I'm very Juul loyal, but I think with all this news, it's like it's making me feel sick. I don't think it's from the Juuling. I think it's from the news. It's this fake news that's causing me to hurt when I Juul, or it is the Juul and I only have a short amount of time left. In which case, you know, if Juuling takes me out, this podcast will go up. It's kind of like when an artist dies, suddenly their art becomes more valuable. That's like this podcast. I talk about Juuling so much that if I were to die from Juuling, the podcast numbers would be through the roof. I'm not making any money from this podcast, so at least my loud-ass producer, Anthony, will be able to rake it in once this Juuling takes me away. But I just got creme brulee. As you all know, I'm more of a menthol slash I forget which tobacco's the sweet one, if it's the classic or Virginia. That's why I don't really do tobacco, because I always end up getting the wrong one. It's just, like, very much tobacco. I like the sweet, like, flavorful tobacco that's, like, yummy. But I ventured out. I got creme brulee. I was fiending for some Juul pods. I didn't Juul for like a full day. I bought a pack of cigarettes because all this news got me going back to the old classic Siggy. And I had like 3 cigarettes and I was like, this is gross. So I was on my way to work at the Comedy Store. And there's this like fancy liquor store nearby called Pink Dot. And everything is, like, way too expensive. Everything that, whatever you would normally get at a liquor store, at Pink Dot, it's, like, $5 more expensive for no reason. Like, you could buy, like, Dasani, like, the grossest of waters. You can get Dasani water at Pink Dot, and it would be, like, $12. It's theme park pricing. Pink Dot is theme park pricing without the roller coaster. The only roller coaster is trying to figure out how much your total is going to be. It's a lot of highs and lows. But, yeah, so I bought Juul pods there. And I wanted to do 3% nicotine. I think that might help because I'm just going hard with this 5%. But they didn't have it. So then I was like, I'm just going to get a flavored pod. I'm listening to myself talk and I'm thinking, wow, this is so boring. I can't believe people do listen to this. Anyway, so I get creme brulee. I'm unsure about it. I pop it in. It tastes great. But I feel like any other flavor besides menthol always ends up at a certain point just like not hitting right. Like, this is hurting my lungs. I feel like it does say, like when I talk about getting popcorn lung from vaping, it sounds like popcorn is being made while I'm inhaling. It's like, boop, 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 boop. And I'm like, this is it. This is it, folks. But that addiction is so strong. Someone sent me, my girl Jasmine sent me a link that I posted. Apparently, I could be entitled to some sort of compensation, maybe for like some sort of medical study, I think it is. I should get that bread. I should get that jewel money. I wish they would just sponsor me, man. I talk about them so much. You know who I want to sponsor me? Liquid Death. I just tried it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about right now, it sounds pretty intense. It's just water. It looks like a tall boy. And the marketing really looks like some hardcore. It's like Four Loko of water. It's the Four Loko of water. It looks like you are going to black out from drinking this water. And it's just water. That's all it is. I was at, I want to get sponsored by them, though, and I think it's very possible because I think it's a newer company. They're not really sold in stores from the short research I've done. But it was my sister's good friend's birthday, and she's also my friend, but because she's my older sister's friend first, I feel like I have to preface it by saying that. But I went to her birthday, and they had this water, and I shotgunned it. It's the type of marketing and the type of, you know, brand that it feels like you should shotgun it. So I shotgunned this water. I was freaking hydrated. I was turned up on that H2O. I was hydrated out of my mind. And yeah, it's my new thing I want to be sponsored by. Maybe they should be like the first official sponsor of the podcast. And maybe if you guys order and use like some sort of Ally promo code, then I could start making money. I don't know how that works, but I would like to have, you know, some money. People think I'm killing it because I opened for Rogan. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm doing fine, but I'm not balling. People are like, do you have a house yet? I'm like, what do you think? I'm getting paid for this. Also, it's not like every weekend I'm out on the road doing these arenas. It's like once or twice a month, which is great. I'm not complaining by any means, but it's not fucking buy a house, start a family money. It's definitely don't feel regret about the jewel pods you're buying money. There's an in-between. Oh yeah, but I bought those jewel pods from Pink Dot and it was like $40. 40 freaking buckaroonies for these jewel pods that are killing me. Pink Dot is a vibe. Pink Dot is a vibe. I fuck with Pink Dot. What else? Oh, I went to my sister's friend, who is also my friend, but my sister's friend's first birthday. And, yeah, I guess the main takeaway was that water. Let me look at what else I did this week. I mean, really, it was a boring week. I babysat. I worked. I did some spots. Let's do a what? Oh my god, I think I just had a stroke for a second. I don't even know what word I was going for. Is this what having a stroke is? Oh no. Recap. That's the word. Recap. Recap. Okay, I babysat. I did that commercial audition. I did the callback. I don't know how much information I gave on the last one, so just in case I didn't give that much information, I'm not going to give too much away. But this morning, before the pod, they sent me back in for a different part, and I'm not going to say I think I got it, but I hope I got it. I want to, you know what I love? I just want to eat crafty. That's like craft services, you know, if you work on a TV show or a movie or a commercial or whatever, they have food there for the crew. And that is why I do what I do. I'm just trying to get an assortment of fruit and bread. That's usually what it is. It's some sort of bagel spread and fruit. And sometimes it's on point. Sometimes it's like, it feels like a single father who's you know, he has custody of his kids for the week and he doesn't know what to pack them for lunch for school. That's what some of the crafty is like. It's like, do you want a ham sandwich? Just ham and mayo and white bread. That's sometimes what crafty can be like. But sometimes it's like, oh my God, is Beyonce working this? Is Beyonce on set? Why am I getting this treatment? So hopefully I get the commercial and can eat that bread. Can make the bread and eat the bread. That's the goal in life, to do both. What else did I do? I went up at the Comedy Store, and I mean, sometimes you're just bombing, you know? Sometimes I'm just bombing. I have a week where I'm like, what the, like, am I even a comedian? I don't know. Is this like a Truman Show type of situation where people are just kind of playing along with me? But then this week, this was like a good week. I had some sort of confidence, some sort of energy. I don't know what it was, but the shows were good this week. Pretty much all of them. And it was nice. I needed that. Because life is like lasagna. You know, there's some ups and downs. You just want them to be, you know, small. You don't want it to be a roller coaster. You want it to be like lasagna. People tell me I look like Garfield, so I'm using a lasagna reference. Yeah, so anyway, the shows were good this week, and I needed to feel that energy again, and I did. I did this show in downtown LA that was fun. I made it, like, just barely in the nick of time. I parked my car. I was running late. Someone else had canceled on the show, so they were already short a comic. I park my car. I get out. I hear from the outside the last comic saying, and for my last joke, and I'm sprinting, and I forget my ID, so I have to run back to my car, grab my ID. I run in. The host is back on stage. He's about to wrap up the show, and I'm like, I'm here. It's like a rom-com when the guy gets to the airport and is like trying to catch the girl. It was that intense. That's my favorite way to perform, though, honestly. When it's kind of like just rushing, not expecting to go up. Because you don't really have time to overthink it. You just get right into it. So that was fun. I enjoyed it. I closed out the show. Saw some familiar faces and some new faces, and my back is all fucked up. I think it's from babysitting and watching this fat little 15-month-old carrying her weight around. She's thick. She's got rolls. She's a thick baby. But when I see a skinny baby, I'm like, come on. I overfeed the baby I watch. I give her so much milk. Because I just, fatter babies are cute, and she'll grow out of it, or she won't, but, like, I love a pudgy-ass baby. But, yeah, my back is all fucked up. I need to get a massage. No offers in the DMs, okay? I'm on my parents' insurance. I can get massages through that. Certain chiropractors offer massage therapy, and it's covered by my insurance, maybe illegally, don't tell the insurance company, but it is a nice way to get a free massage. When I was younger, I would get massages through the insurance, because it's through my parents' insurance, so I was like a spoiled little baby, not a baby, but I was like in middle school getting massages regularly, not like balling out, it was just through the insurance, but I would be like, I'd be like, can you massage my lower back, upper leg? I wanted them to rub my ass. There's a glute massage. That shit feels good. Get them cheeks rubbed. I recorded a podcast with my friend Mike Falzone. He had me over to record a new thing he's doing. Maybe it's not a podcast, but it might just be like a video. But maybe also, I don't know. You'll have to find out from him when that's coming out. What else did I do? I hosted Rogan's shows at the Improv this... Oh my god, okay. So, he normally, now, what he's kind of doing is, like, he'll have Derek Poston host his shows at the Comedy Store, and then I host the shows at the Improv. I don't know if that's intentional, but that is the pattern that's been happening. So, I was hosting his shows at the Improv this past Friday, and Mark Norman was in town, so he did the show. So funny. Funny dude. And then Owen Smith, who's so funny. So funny. God, I love Owen Smith. He makes me, like, crack up so hard. He's so fucking funny, dude. If you don't know who Owen Smith is, that's a hot recommendation from you, girl. I would YouTube that shit. It was just me hosting Mark Normand, Owen Smith, and then Papa Joe. Papa John, Papa Joe. Joe should start his own pizza chain. A keto pizza chain. For, like, just fucking jacked dudes who love fighting. Keto pizza. That's not really something you hear about. That definitely has some sort of market, at least in LA. People are all into diet stuff or health, whatever. Anyway, so Papa Joe is headlining. We're in the green room. Damon Wayans, senior and junior, were doing a spot. We're doing their show in the lab. So we got to share a green room. I've never met the Damons, the Wayans, or the juniors and seniors. So we're all in the green room, and I'm just, like, freaking out. Because, you know, they don't know that I'm just a little baby Allie. Young comic out here on these streets doing my thing. They just see me with Joe and Owen. Mark wasn't there yet. But they see me with these heavy hitters. And it was just cool to talk to him. Like, as if we were equals or something. It was crazy. They're so cool. Imagine, I mean, my sisters are, like, silly and cute and funny, but imagine your family. Like, if my dad was doing stand-up, if Larry was out here in these streets busting jokes, and then I'm also like, hey, me too, Hashtag me too. Like, that would be so crazy. Like, I know a couple people who have siblings or family members who also do comedy. I don't know. I just could not picture that. That's so weird, but kind of nice, I guess. So, yeah, we did those shows. It was really fun. Sometimes the Improv, when I'm hosting, can just feel like a nightmare. And I'm like, what the fuck? This sucks ass. But this past show on Friday was really fun. The damn Damon Wayans family. It's cool that they were there. And then they were, well, Damon Wayans Sr., Daddy Damon. Why do I keep repeating stuff? What am I doing? I think I'm losing my mind. It's fun that you guys get to watch it, though. Like, it's not good for me, but at least, like, you know, this could be studied in some sort of medical journal. You know, watching a young girl start to lose her goddamn mind right in front of all of you. But then oh my god! the Daddy Damon was headlining the Belly Room. He was the surprise guest on Sunday. I was working the back door. I got to run into him again. And it felt like we really knew each other. I'm going to say that we're friends now. He might not say that. If you happen to see him at Target or something, he's buying toothpaste and back to school books for his grandkids. And you say, hey, you know Ally Makovsky. He might say, who the fuck? But I'm going to consider us to be friends now at this point. We've talked twice, so we're pretty much best pals, which is tight. Vic Mensa was at the Comedy Store the other night. He's a rapper, if you don't know. I never know what people look like rappers and bands or anything. I never know what they look like. But then someone said that he was there, and then I realized after the fact that I did talk to him. I'm not familiar enough with his music to say that I fucks with it, but I do know the name. So, yeah, Dua Lipa was at the Comedy Store the other night with her whole squad, and she's just so beautiful. It's like, you don't need to go to a comedy show. You don't need to do anything. You are just, it's like, I don't understand. Like, you guys know this. I'm fairly attractive. There's moments. I have moments. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I go, I guess this is what I'm working with today. But there's moments where I go, wow. Okay. Time to quit comedy and go on America's Next Top Model. But that's few and far between. With someone like Dua Lipa, you're like, this is just you all the time? What? What? It's crazy that we hyped up Area 51 so much and then it was like really nothing. Like no one did anything. Really nothing happened over there. Kind of just blocked it out of our mind. But that's what happens when you get fired up about something so far in advance. By the time it comes, it just loses steam. You can't keep up that momentum for very long. What else? Yeah, see, I had such a boring week, really. I just kind of hung out with friends, did some spots, worked. Yeah, not the most exciting week. But that's life, right? I'm going today. I have to wrap this podcast up. I'm going to a taping of the Jim Jefferies show. I used to PA on that show. Good craft services there. And then I think I'm going to try and sneak into a taping of Lights Out with David Spade because they both are on the same lot. I'm excited to see that. I haven't been there in a long time, and I used to PA, which means production assistant, which means you kind of just sit on your phone, and if someone needs a coffee, you get that. And if someone needs something printed, you do that. But I just pretty much kicked it. This was like 2 years ago that I PA'd there. It was tight. It was a sick job. But it was only once a week because I would only PA on taping days. Pretty cool job. Okay, so I gotta wrap this up. Last night I was at the Laugh Factory, which was really fun. The audience was a bit dead, not a lot of electric energy, but I did well, and I got to go up at the Comedy Store right after, and the room was, like, way too good. Like, I only did 3 minutes. Yeah, because on Mondays you only do 3 minutes, and 3 minutes is, like, a weird amount of time to do comedy. And it went way too well. I was like, this is illegal. But pretty tight. Okay, I'm going to take your questions and then I'm going to get the fuck out so I can go to this taping. Okay, what am I doing? Okay, there's so many dumb questions. Like, you guys, truly, I love you, but you're very dumb. And that's what I love about you. But these questions, I'm like, okay, why? Why? Okay. Like, literally someone said something, comma, for the podcast, question mark. What is that? What is that? What do you want me to do with that? Ay, ay, ay. Please have someone put together a compilation of your best Kill Tony minutes. That'll be a very short video. I had, like, 2 good minutes on Kill Tony. The rest was me phoning it in. That's not true. I had a couple. had a couple bangers in the early days. The longer I was on, the more like I was just stretching. How do you feel about UFOs and aliens? I believe you can't spell aliens without Allie. So, yeah, people used to tease me and call me an alien, and I really took it personally, but now I kind of embrace that. It's probably why I adapted this, like, voice that I have now, is because I just was told I was, like, a mannequin, a robot, an alien, so then I just was, like, I leaned in hard. What's the best city to do stand-up in other than L.A. and New York? I really enjoyed Orlando, Florida when I was there for a festival called Orlando Indie Comedy Fest. The Punchline Sacramento was really good. I don't know. I still haven't been to like that many places. I've only been to like a handful of other places. I want to go to Chicago. I hear that's great. And I really want to go to Nashville and Austin. So, I don't know. I feel like that's something that I could answer better when I've gone to more places. I also want to go to Oklahoma really bad, like Kansas. I don't know. I want to go to the country. Okay. What's your favorite TV shows or movies you like to binge on? I just watched Good Time with Robert Pattinson, directed by the Safdie brothers. That was so good. I feel like that's a movie that I could watch multiple times. I've only seen it once so far. I really liked Fleabag. That's something that I'll probably watch again. Euphoria, I'm waiting for season 2. Hopefully they cast me in it. I want to be on it. Yeah, I don't know. Big Brother used to be my favorite reality show. Like, the first few seasons of Big Brother, I could watch those over and over and over again. I just got some new headphones. How about a little ASMR? I'll tell you, I told my oldest sister to watch the last podcast episode I did, which was, I think, podcast number 12, episode 12 of the podcast, and she listened to it, and she's not a huge fan of the podcast, which is fine because she loves and supports me. But she's not super into the podcast, but she said that during the podcast I kept like doing that and that it was really gross. And I didn't even realize that I was doing that. I just have like post-nasal drip all the time. I got the drip in my nose. So that's my ASMR for you. That's my ASMR story. Bitch, when are you coming to Tulsa? We aren't all rednecks, I swear. Bye, love you. I don't know. I'm sure I'll be in Tulsa at some point. What are your career goals in the near future? I don't know. I just want to get better at comedy. I just want to keep getting better and better at comedy. My goals, I would like to have like something out like on maybe Netflix or Amazon or maybe even just like YouTube, like Andrew Scholl's style. Just bust something out there that's like, hey, this is me. But I don't know. I don't like having goals because I feel like comedy is so unpredictable. I like to just have ideas of things I would like to do. But goals, it's like it never ends up happening the way that you picture it happening. So I just want to keep having my comedy get better, and then everything else will fall into place. How young will you date? I'm 19 and I want to know my chances at an older range. Dude, 19? Hell yeah. I'm down. I haven't looked at your profile yet, but I feel like there's women who are into younger dudes. I'd be into a younger dude. But not at my age right now. I think 19, you're still figuring it out. So, I don't know. I don't know. I think you could for sure get it. Not with me at this moment in my life. Guys my age are so dumb, and I imagine younger are even more dumb. But I keep fucking around with guys my age, and I keep being like, Why can't I come? Juggalos. Juggalos are the original makeup gurus. You know, you might think like James Charles or Michelle Phan, I think her name is. No, the original beauty makeup gurus were juggalos. Would you rather have a regular job with your eyebrows or a comedian with no brows? I love my eyebrows. That's a tough one. I think I'd rather be a comedian with no brows, and then I could just be like a high fashion comedian. I would be like a, you know, comedian full time, and then New York Fashion Week part time. Why did I say park time? How come you don't currently have a boyfriend? I don't need those distractions. I don't know. I like the idea of having a boyfriend or being in a relationship with someone. But then anytime like something gets serious, I'm like, this is too much. So I don't know. I can't do it. It's too much. Because then you have to like pretend that you care about spending time with them when really I care about spending time with my friends and doing comedy. I don't want to do that. I just feel like I'm in no rush. Like, I'd rather just be old as fuck and, like, pop out cobweb babies. What's your go-to song to put you in a good mood? Okay, this is my last. This will be... How long have we been recording? 37. Oh, this is such a short episode. That's fine. Who cares? Who's listening to the full episode anyway? I bet y'all are just turning it off after, like, 10 minutes. So my go-to songs right now to put me in a good mood, it always kind of changes, you know, you have different eras of good moods, and right now, this is what I'm bumping. Luther Vandross, Never Too Much. It's so good, I could listen to it 5 times on repeat. And they have this part where it's kind of suspenseful, it's like, doo-doo-doo. You're like, what's gonna happen? And then it's just more good vibes. So that's one that I keep playing. A classic for me that I'm obsessed with is by Borns with a dash through the O, so it looks kind of like Scandinavian or something, but he's just from Michigan. The song 10,000 Emerald Pools by Borns, that just makes me feel so good and like sexy and sultry. I just heard Robert Plant has a song right now called Rainbow. I didn't even know that dude was putting out bangers still, but he's at it. And that song is really like cute and happy. And then obviously New Light by John Mayer. God, that song is so good. And Sophia by Claro. Someone DM'd me saying that they sound the same, and they kind of do, but it's a different vibe. But both of those songs are good. Maybe I'll take a couple more questions. How do you feel about dogs wearing Halloween costumes? I don't feel any way about that. What's a movie role you wish you could have played? I talked about this on the last episode, but I want to play someone who has a coke addiction in the 70s. So probably like Roller Girl from Boogie Nights. Something like that. I think that would be a cool vibe. That was such a great movie, Boogie Nights. Yeah, see, people just message me under the questions. Hi. What do you want me to say? Hi. Hey. Someone said feet. Okay. Exercise? ? Nah. I ain't doing that. I exercise every once in a while. I do the jits every once in a while, my jiu-jitsu. I'm not a runner. I wish I was a runner. I was the slowest runner in middle school, you know, when we would all do PE together. There would be like, We had like, I think one like actually like obese person in our PE class. They would lap me. We also had someone with special needs who would lap me. I was the last out of everyone. Everyone was lapping me. My PE coach, who also was a perv, obviously. You can't be a PE coach if you're not a perv. He said, I walk faster than I run. So, and that was true. If I had just walked, I would have gone quicker. Somehow running, I was like running in slow motion. I had like a, I think I had like a 15 minute mile. That's really bad. Honestly, that was like all the decent questions I got because I didn't post it on my regular Instagram. I posted it on my podcast Instagram, so I didn't get as many questions. So fucking follow the podcast Instagram to ask better questions next time. I think this is going to be an early episode. I had nothing really to talk about, and the beginning of the episode started strong. I had a couple pops, a couple zingers. It was fun, kind of lost some steam. I am hungry. My stomach keeps growling. I don't know if you can hear it, but that's it. I gotta go. I want to go. I'm going to go watch Jim Jefferies, and hopefully the guests are good. I'm going to eat crafty there. I'm going to save my appetite for when I get there. That's it. Bye. I don't know if I already said this on the podcast, but if not, surprise, I'm going to be in London in like 3 weeks. So you'll find out more about that pretty soon. So someone DM'd me, I think like two people DM'd me about when I'm going to be in the UK. October 14th through the 22nd, I'll be doing spots around town, so stay tuned for that. If not, I'll see you if you're in LA. And that's it. Bye.